KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's windy. There are some flurries and intermittent freezing drizzle in the air. 20 degrees here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. We look for the light freezing drizzle or drizzle to continue this morning, intermixed with some light snow or flurries later today, a high of only 22. In the news, the Iowa DOT still reports that Interstate 80 eastbound, 1 mile east of Shelby, is still at least partially blocked and due to an earlier crash. That is between exit 34, Shelby County Road M16, and exit 40, U.S. Highway 59, again 1 mile east of Shelby. And many of the counties, including Cass, are reporting roads to be 100% ice covered this morning. National Weather Service says that light freezing drizzle is making for slick travel over much of the region. Road conditions will vary from okay to slick, possibly without much warning during this morning's commute. And the light mixture will continue through the early afternoon hours. So allow extra time to reach your morning destination safely. Drive carefully and slow down. Also, the National Weather Service has expanded a winter weather advisory that was previously in effect and continues for portions of the northern counties of Iowa to include now Dallas and Madison County, and that advisory is in effect until noon for light snow and a light freezing drizzle. Elsewhere in the news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early this morning his deputies arrested 27-year-old Courtney Bartles of Hamburg. Bartles was located in the 1300 block of Jefferson Street in Hamburg and arrested on a valid warrant for distribution of a controlled substance. She was transported to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and was being held on $250,000 bond while awaiting extradition to Missouri. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 8:10 p.m. Thursday of 45-year-old James Reed Mitroff III of Red Oak. Mitroff was taken into custody for public intoxication. His bond to the Montgomery County Jail was set at $300. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man and a woman from Pottawatomie County had been arrested Wednesday on drug charges. Just after 10 a.m., 34-year-old Mandolin Marie Blackbird of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop for controlled substance violation, possession with the intent to deliver, and possession of a controlled substance. Blackbird's bond was set at $56,000. And just before noon Wednesday, 39-year-old Sean Paul Cook of Council Bluffs was arrested on Highway 34 following a traffic stop. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. A final reminder for those of you in the Griswold area, you have until December 30th to fill out an online child care center survey, the link to which is under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Steve Beyer, one of the organizers of the effort to get people participating in the survey, said that families with young children in the Griswold area are being asked to fill out the survey to gauge the need for child care. The initiative was made possible thanks to a gift of $65,000 from the Noble Center Church, which is disbanding.
The proceeds from the sale of the parsonage were made available as a challenge to get something doing in the area of child care, getting a child care center in the Griswold community, and they kind of put a timeline on it. So we're under a little bit of a timeline there of getting concrete action within a year. And so we're kind of working on that kind of a timetable.
And the funds are being matched by Griswold Communications.
So we've got good seed money to get this project started. Now it's just finding out the scope of the need in the community and who the other partners might be in the community.
An ad hoc committee was established to govern the project, which is expected to be run by a nonprofit organization.
Representatives of the town government. We've got representatives from the Betterment Committee for the community of Griswold, representatives from the school, both banks, some other businesses in the community, all who might be stakeholders in this project.
Now, that survey may be answered anonymously with names being optional. Byers says the information they've received so far from the survey and others has been very useful.
I'm on the Boost for Families board for Mills, Montgomery, and Cass County, and the statistics that we're seeing that have come back on the early returns from our survey match what we're seeing across those three counties, which also are in line with what we see statewide. It's not just a problem in Cass County or in Southwest Iowa.
He said about two-thirds of the respondents so far said they would use a nonprofit-run child care center if it were offered. The deadline to fill out the survey, which takes about 10 to 15 minutes, as I mentioned, is December 30th, and it asks you some very basic questions and some that are time-specific.
What your family structure is, what your work is like, where you live compared to where you work, because transportation, we find, is a big factor as well in child care. And then some things along the line of what types of programs and services would you like to see. Do you need someone that can take care of children at 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening? Do you have school-age children in lower elementary that need some place to go after school for a few hours each day?
If you have questions or would like to complete the survey but do not have internet access, you can call Steve or Barb Beyer at 712-778-4452. The next step after all the results are compiled is to find a facility to lease rather than build something new, with the hopes of having it ready by next summer at a fee structure that would not burden on working families. In the meantime, organizers will be writing grant applications and looking for financial partners. They'll also be accepting donations. In our funeral announcements, Don Weisenborn, age 89, of Sac City, died Sunday. Funeral services for Don Weisenborn will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Sac City. Barber and Audubon Funeral Home of Sac City is in charge of the arrangements. Eldon Ortiz, age 72, of Cumberland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Eldon Ortiz will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Jenny, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for John Jenny will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Floyd Fazer, age 101, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial for Floyd Fazer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dallas Strand, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Dallas Strand will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Shirley Long, age 69, of Marnie, died Monday. Memorial services for Shirley Long will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Broadway Park Kingdom Hall in Council Bluffs. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Janice Black, age 83, of Exira, died December 20th. Funeral services for Janice Black will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Frederick Olson, age 79, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial for Frederick Olson will be held January 5th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Heather Messing, age 30, of Atlantic, died December 17th in Hollywood, Florida. Services for Heather Messing are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Vaughn Gross, age 64, of Erling, died Tuesday. Services for Vaughn Gross are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Irene Nelson, age 88, of Las Vegas and formerly of Adair, died Monday. Services for Irene Nelson are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.